This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to get to the crux of the passage. It begins in verse 17. After he left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, and then out of his body." In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. Jesus was saying, it's not what you eat that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of your heart. And then he says this, verse 20, "What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly." All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. A couple things there. It all starts with evil thoughts. I want you to notice that. All the evil in a man's life comes out of his thinking. It starts there. All the evil in a woman's life comes out of her thinking. And so thinking is important to the Lord. That's why the Bible says, as a man or woman thinks in their heart, so they are. We're the result of our thoughts. We're the result of what we think. That's not New Age. That's biblical, that we are what we think. So it does matter to the Lord how we think. I want to talk about some of these terms in a way that some of you have never heard before. Let's talk about the word malice. The reason I want to talk about malice is because most people don't have a clue what malice means. I'm talking about people like me. We don't know what it means. Malice is ill will. Malice is wishing bad things on other people. Let me give you some examples. "Well, I hope he fails at his new job." That's malice. "Well, I hope she gets bad news from the doctor. You know, I don't like her, and I hope she gets bad news from the doctor." That's malice. "Well, I hope they have problems with their kids like we did. Boy, I would like to give them a taste of the medicine we've had to take." You ever wished ill will on another person? Sure you have. Let's talk about slander. The biblical definition of slander, you've heard me give it before, is this. It's speech that injures. You need to write that down. The biblical definition of slander is speech that injures. You know what that means? There have been husbands in all three services this morning that have slandered their wives this week because they've said words that have injured their wives. That means there are wives in all three services today that have slandered their husbands. They've said words that have hurt their husbands. There are parents who have slandered their children this week, all three services, because they've used words that have injured. There are children that have slandered their parents because they have used terminology that has hurt and wounded their children. New definition, new way of looking at slander. Don't look at slander as something legal in the legal code of the state of Ohio. Slander happens to be something that goes on every day in the lives of people like you and me. I'm going to talk about arrogance. Do you know arrogance? One commentator said this is the one thing that Christian people never see in themselves. Arrogance is the one thing that Christian people never see in themselves. We see it in other people, but we don't see it in ourselves. Arrogance may be spiritual, but it's still arrogance. Pride can have churchy overtones, but it's still pride. Arrogance can have religious sound to it, but it's still pride. And pride is the only sin I know of where the Bible says this: God gives his grace to the humble, but he opposes as an opponent the proud man or the proud woman. I don't know about you. That's pretty scary to think that I become the enemy of God because of my pride. And he's on the other side of the net, to use a tennis illustration.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.